Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey!
Hi!
Happy Friday!
Hey, it's the Friday before Mother's Day, y'all.
Happy Mother's Day to everyone.
It's going to be a really weird Mother's Day.
It is, totally. I still, man, it's just weird. It's just weird, weird, weird.
Normally, I feel like you would probably be in El Paso this weekend.
Yeah, I would. I had a flight scheduled to go to El Paso, and it's not going to happen. And then we were playing. My whole gifting thing got really screwed up during this whole coronavirus thing, because I was all about giving the experience. Like you had mentioned a year or two ago, you're like, that's the best gift to have. I would give my mom concert tickets or something special that you would always remember, not a physical thing to touch or like flowers to die. And I can't do that.
Yeah.
It's just tough. There's no events to go to.
I don't know what to do either. It's a weird Mother's Day. I feel like I'm really going to drop the ball this year. Anyway, thought we'd have a little fun.
I look at it as an opportunity to do something new and creative.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Now you're adding so much pressure.
I don't
need this extra added pressure. I already have so much anxiety. The idea of having to plan something for my wife and my mother is just going to send me over the edge.
Well, the good thing is you have time.
Let me just say, don't overthink it. Like, my mom, for my dad's birthday this week, got a poster and decorated the poster. And that's just like special.
Sarah, nothing about me wants to decorate a poster.
Why not?
I've never decorated a poster in my life.
Look, Booker, you get your children, your two children.
Yes.
And you guys get some art and you go in the back patio and you have them do some handprints or do whatever. And then it's a big Mother's Day poster.
I don't even know where to start with all that. That's just stressing me out right now. I'm going to change the subject because I can't even handle it.
Well, know that you feel like the way you do, like everyone else does too. So
just take
a deep breath.
All right. I'll make some eggs. How about that? Nobody? All right. Listen, I thought we'd have a little fun this morning. So I have done this before in the past. This is going to be very difficult, though. I want you to get a pen and paper if you actually have one,
right,
or grab your phone.
All
right.
Right,
take some notes. All right, good. I'm going to give you a mother of a montage. Now, these are all kind of classic rock songs, okay? Because not a whole lot of contemporary songs talk about mother. So I found some songs that have mother in them.
Okay.
All right. Talk about mother. Let's see if you can even name one. All right.
Let's do it.
Tell me just give me the artist. I don't even care about the title.
All right. Got it.
Just give me the artist of these mother songs. And there's an actual movie clip that's thrown in there too. Bonus points if you can tell me that. All right. That's for Sarah. All right. Alex, I think you'll get a couple. Sarah, I don't have any faith in you whatsoever.
Except the movie one,
got
right?
It. All
right.
I don't have faith in me either.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying. You're so scared and all alone.
'Cause mama, mama, I'm coming home.
Just killed a man.
Mother, should I run for president?
Mother Nature's son.
Now I am your mama.
Mama told me not to come.
There it is, guys. How many artists can you name?
Three.
Three, really? Okay, Sarah, how many can you name?
Maybe four?
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All
was
right.
A tough one.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so mine was Ozzy Osbourne or like Black Sabbath, the band he was in, Queen, I heard, and the Beatles.
Okay,
or
Sarah?
It was Paul McCartney, the voice.
What do you have, Sarah?
Oh, that was Ozzy. I wrote Queen and then something else and then Queen again, but it was only Queen once. Simon and Garfunkel, Hall & Oates and the Beatles? I just threw out bands.
So Alex got three right.
Yeah, yeah.
Sarah got two right.
What's funny, Sarah, is that I thought it was Queen twice as well. Like the I heard Queen twice, but
you
heard
Queen in the beginning, but it's not Queen.
It's not.
You thought that was Queen, yes. But that's not.
Who is that?
That's Styx.
Oh.
And
oh.
Followed by Ozzy Osbourne. You're correct, Alex. All right. So this part is Styx. And then Ozzy. This is the only Queen.
Yeah.
This is Pink Floyd.
Mother, should I run for president?
That's the Beatles. Genesis.
Mama told me that's come.
Mother.
Three Dog Night.
Mother.
That's.
Mother should know.
And that's the
that's
Beatles.
That's who I thought the Beatles
were. Oh, there
were
two Beatles.
Mother should know.
That was the Beatles, right?
It was Psycho. That movie clip was Anthony Perkins from Psycho.
What's funny is, after hearing all that, we really don't care about our mom in music anymore. Because only in the 60s and 70s and 80s
right.
We did.
Only in classic rock songs do we sing about mothers.
Seriously. Mother.
Nothing about mothers now, except for Kanye did a little something about his mom. But
man.
All right. We have to apparently get creative and do posters with handprints
for
mothers
it.
This year.
Yeah, you should do it. It's easy. It's free.
It's all easy.
Right. Okay. Happy stories. We've got them for you. Coming up next on Mix.
Booker. So,
hey.
Got some good news stories from the outbreak. There is a woman named Rhonda Shearer, and this woman is. She just went into $600,000 of debt to buy PPE to donate to hospitals in New York.
Oh, wow.
But this isn't the first time. Back in 2001, after 9/11, she went into $1 million in debt to donate supplies to workers at Ground Zero.
Was she rich or what? Where did she pay off this debt?
I couldn't get into $1 million debt if I tried.
But
if you were, that would be the debt to get into, right? Because you're helping someone.
That's right. McDonald's in Canada is teaming up with the Canadian Red Cross to donate a portion of every French fry sale to the coronavirus relief effort. There are twin nurses in Chicago. This is pretty cool. They're working side by side right now fighting coronavirus. Rebecca Silverman works in the medical ICU at a hospital. Her twin sister, Samantha, works in the cardiac ICU. A woman surprised her husband, who just earned his MBA from the University of Cincinnati, with a graduation ceremony in his front yard.
That's cool.
Where his three-year-old son handed him his diploma. It's not just seniors that are graduating.
Yeah.
Right.
A group of college students is delivering more than 100 tons of food to food banks in three different states right now. They've been doing it by finding farms who have surplus food, picking it up, and driving it to places in need. And finally, human coronavirus vaccine trials just started at New York University this week.
Amen.
One woman who volunteered said she was excited to participate because, quote, to be helpful to humanity at this time is just unprecedented.
Big thank you to her.
Would you do that, Alex? If you had coronavirus, would you be a part of a testing program?
Yes. Not just for myself, but for you, for Sarah, for my 5 and 3-year-old, for everyone, bro.
I would do it in a minute.
100%.
Sarah, gut check. Would you do it?
I think so.
Oh, my gosh, Sarah.
Well, there's a lot of people that are reluctant, you know? I mean,
yeah, I know.
I'm pretty sure I would.
All right.
She thinks so. A lot of people wouldn't do it, so let's not blame Sarah.
I don't see why I would not, but I'm saying, like, sometimes, like, you say you're going to do one thing, and then you're in the moment, and you do something different, so I'm just being, like, super honest. I hope so. I think so.
Like that one time that I was pretty sure I was going to jump out of the airplane, and then when it came right down to it, I was like, nah, I'm cool.
Exactly.
I got you.
Did that really happen?
Yeah. I blamed it on the fact that it started raining. I feel a couple of sprinkles.
Conditions aren't right.
Conditions aren't right. Text HAPPY to 51993 and we'll send you the stories. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. This is Mix 94.7 and streaming on the radio.com app. Thanks so much for listening.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Let's start off what's trending with some major coronavirus developments that are making headlines right now. A member of the U.S. Navy who serves as one of President Trump's valets has tested positive for coronavirus. The White House says the president was tested after they found out that he was negative. It's interesting. They're saying now that the president gets tested every day.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Anybody that comes into contact with the president, that visits the White House or has anything to do with him is tested.
Wow.
Meanwhile, the U.S.'s coronavirus recovery is way behind Europe's, as cases here just keep going up. Costco sales fell in April for the first time in more than a decade.
How is that possible?
Well, I'll tell you.
I alone spent more than I've ever spent at Costco.
People staying at home, restrictions on the number of people in the stores, and lower gas prices. The U.S. military has ruled the people who survived coronavirus are, quote, permanently disqualified from enlisting. Isn't that crazy? Wow. I mean, that was the story that blew my mind this morning. What exactly do they know about the long-term effects of this virus? Also, a Fox News anchor put out the call for people to just go out and get infected. Now that we're learning more, herd immunity is our friend, they said. Healthy people getting out there, they are going to have some courage. I say you first, pal. Report back to us. I don't know if you heard, but our governor, Greg Abbott, modified an executive order so the woman who was arrested for refusing to close her hair salon in Dallas would be set free. She's kind of being propped up as a folk hero in some circles, so look for her on Dancing with the Stars.
Right?
Seriously. Dancing with the Stars. Pour one out, Alex. I know this is going to sadden you as a lover of the IPAs. The Brewers Association has estimated there are more than 1 million kegs of craft beer in the U.S. that are just sitting there going bad right now.
I saw that, man. A lot of local breweries here in Austin and the surrounding area, same thing. And I just want to buy them all up and help out, but I can't drink that much beer.
And they're going to have to dump them out since it won't taste right.
Oh, my gosh.
IPAs only have a shelf life of around 30 days. For other beers, it's 60 to 90 days.
This makes me so sad.
You heard about Wendy's.
Right, yeah, they're beef.
And the beef shortage. Yeah.
It's like it's almost a joke, like, where's the beef? But there really is a shortage.
There really is a shortage of beef for Wendy's. They're so low on beef, actually, that President Trump is stepping in. And this sounds like a joke, but it's really not. You know, he loves some fast food. He called the CEO to personally try to work on a solution. He said, don't worry, Wendy's is going to be okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Speaking of fast food, there is a mom and daughter in Belgium that wanted McDonald's, but only the drive-thrus were open, and they didn't have a car, so they built a car out of cardboard and walked through.
Dude. That is awesome.
Oh, I love it.
The Disney sing-along is back this Sunday on ABC at 6 p.m. I never thought in my life I would watch this, but I have a 5-year-old and 3-year-old that loved it last time, y'all. Katy Perry, John Legend, Christina Aguilera will be back. Halsey, Derek Huff, who will be back as well, Idina Menzel, Rebel Wilson, and Seth Rogen, just to name a few, along with Dancing with the Stars pros, are going to join. They're saying there's going to be surprise performances happening. For instance, last time, Beyonce jumped in. And when I say jump in, a lot of these stars are filmed in the comfort of their homes on their phones. Some of them have a really bad connection. Like, Sarah, do you remember Zac Efron introduced the High School Musical reunion?
Yeah.
And his Wi-Fi signal was awful. Yep. It's like we were talking to Bigfoot. It was just so foggy. I'm like, is that Zac Efron? Again, you got to check it out. And by the way, the Disney sing-along, it was arranged to fund Feeding America. That's an organization that has been using its resources to help provide aid to those affected by COVID-19. This Sunday, ABC, 6 p.m., get the family around. The Disney sing-along is back.
Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber have a new song that is out today called Stuck With You, and they recently put out a call for fans to send in videos of themselves dancing so that they could use it in the official video. That video is out today as well, and Carol Baskin from Tiger King sent in a video of herself dancing with her husband Howard, and they're wearing cat costumes.
Oh my God.
That video did not make the cut, but Justin shared the clip on Twitter. There's a lot of really cool celebrities that you can look for in the video. Michael Bublé, Chance the Rapper, Kendall and Kylie Jenner, Steph Curry, Gwyneth Paltrow, Jaden Smith, Lil Dicky, Ashton Kutcher, and Mila Kunis. I like this song. It's Stuck With You, Justin Bieber, and Ariana Grande.
It didn't make the cut because Ariana said that she did not allow or approve the clip to be in the video, but nonetheless, it exists, and that's unique. A member of the U.S. Navy who serves as one of President Trump's valets has tested positive for coronavirus, but the president has tested negative. Katy Perry, John Legend, Christina Aguilera, Dancing with the Stars pros and more to join the Disney family sing-along, too. It's happening Sunday, 6 o'clock on ABC. It's lonely right now, and we're thirsty. I mean, I think, want any chance to reconnect with people. I don't like the term socially distanced because I feel like we need to continue to be socially active. Maybe physically distance is a better term, but do you...
That's a good point.
Thank you. Do you hop on a flight right now just to have some romantic encounters? That's what Claire in Pflugerville wants to know. Hey, good morning, Claire.
Hi.
Hey.
How are all of you?
I think that some people listening right now are going to go, you go, girl, do it.
I also see those emails coming in saying, like, are you serious?
Right. What is wrong with you?
I don't know. It's so hard because it's like, even though we've only met once, you know, we started this long distance relationship and, like, the flights are so cheap.
Yeah.
If I was, like, it's crazy. Like, if I wanted to, so I'm looking like 2 weeks from now, and flights are cheaper than, you know, when you book in 6 months or whatever. Like, usually 2 weeks, they're astronomical.
Totally. My boy's leaving like next week to Nashville and bought the flight like 7 days out. It was a $99 round trip.
It's on crazy.
Like, I forgot what a big name carrier. And then there, he's staying at a hotel in downtown Nashville, like a swanky one, like $39 a night. I mean, as swanky as it gets in Nashville, but it's like cool, hip, chic.
We have family in Denver.
Uh-huh.
And for the entire 4-person family, round trip nonstop with taxes, it was like $80.
Unbelievable.
It was $20 a person, I think.
How do you
Did you book it?
No.
It's not the right time for you.
I don't know.
You're 50-50. Well,
and he lives in Denver, too, so that's what I'm looking
dang.
At. Oh, my God.
Oh, there
what
you
are
go.
The odds?
Yeah. Makes sense.
Huh.
Wow, yeah. Super, super cheap to fly to Denver. And the question is, should you be doing it? Now, I will say that it's pretty much a ghost town at the airport right now, and I imagine they're taking all the precautions.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason I'm even remotely concerned, I suppose, is my parents. Like, they will probably freak out if I fly during a pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So I don't know that I could tell them. I don't even know if I could tell my friends, to be honest.
What's the difference between getting on a plane...
Okay.
Or going to Target or HEB.
Well, we're not sitting shoulder to shoulder in Target.
But there is a social distancing.
Well, is there?
Yeah.
I've heard that there's some flights that are full still.
I mean, you're still sitting next to somebody for an extended period of time. And at Target, you walk in, you wash your hands, you walk out.
Oh, no. Well, I was thinking Target's a bigger square footage than a small cabin of an airplane. Stuff's going to float around quicker in an airplane than it would at Target.
But, like, if I wear, you know, a really good mask and gloves and do all the things that I would normally do just going to Target.
I don't know what airline you're planning on flying, but a lot of the airlines, and probably it will get to a point where all of them, require you to wear a mask. So, I don't know.
It's a 50-50.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like flying is a pretty safe thing to do right now.
I mean, now because just the cleaning of the planes.
Right.
I'd imagine that if you're going to do it now.
But there is a really negative stigma attached to flying right now, and people are going to be really angry and very judgy. So is it worth going through all that just to meet a dude that you only met once?
Yes, Booker, talking about judging and judgy friends, have you noticed there's now this shift to where people are judging you for what you did and how you do it? Like, if you're like, oh, well, I went to Target, you know, might have a friend say, like, really?
Huh. Yeah.
I haven't left my house in 6 months, but that's cool. And I'm like, well, I thought it was okay. Yeah, if that's what you want to do. You know, it's very judgy.
Yep. Oh, totally. Mm-hmm. And then you could be even more judgier because you have a mask on and you can't see what they're saying under.
I think it just really depends on what you feel most comfortable with and who cares what people are saying.
Exactly.
Although that's easier said than done, right?
Exactly.
Or if you don't post it on social media, did it really happen?
Until you get coronavirus.
Oh, so true.
His current record is 1,399 wins with just 122 losses this morning. Sarah now rooting for Drew. Drew lives in Central Austin, makes the commute to North Austin where she's a Pilates instructor. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance,
Drew!
Hey!
All right, Drew, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'm going to leave the studio now because that's what I do. And Sarah and Alex are going to Rue You On is Sarah asks you these five pop culture trivia questions that she has written. Whenever you're done, I'll be back to answer the same five. Whoever gets more right's going to win, okay?
All right. It's on.
All right, Drew. Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
Question number one. Matthew Davis is 42 years old today. He is an actor who played Elle's original boyfriend, Warner, in Legally Blonde. She ended up getting into what law school in Legally Blonde because she followed him there?
Oh, Harvard.
Okay. Enrique Iglesias is 45 years old today. Which of the following is not an Enrique song? Bailamos, Hero, She Bangs.
She Bangs. Let's go with that one.
Rumor has it that Disney is rebooting Pirates of the Caribbean with a female lead. There's no official word, though. In Pirates of the Caribbean, Johnny Depp plays what character?
Captain Sparrow.
Okay. Neve Campbell says there are conversations about doing a Scream 5. That's a terrible, terrible idea, in my opinion. Neve is best known for what 1994 to 2000 show on Fox where she played Julia Salinger?
Party of Five.
Okay. And finally, what rock band collaborated with author James Patterson for a new children's book called Sweet Child of Mine, that being one of their biggest hits?
Guns N' Roses.
All right, we'll bring it back in.
Booker! Hey, hey, hey.
Well, Alex, do you think I should give her the third one? She didn't get the full, but she got it.
Yeah, no, totally, because it's just a first name. She knew the. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm with you.
All right, 5 out of 5.
Nice! What,
are you serious?
Woo!
No, she didn't get it right.
No,
Alex.
She did. No. I don't even know what she...
I don't even know what it is, but I don't want to have to compete against a perfect score.
This is how I base it. I would give it to you if you did the same thing.
Well, okay,
you
know only fair.
No, totally. I would. And I hope Sarah would, too.
Okay, go ahead, Sarah.
I probably
Sarah.
Wouldn't. Matthew Davis is 42 years old today.
Don't know who
you
that is.
You do know him. Oh. He played the original boyfriend of Elle in Legally Blonde.
Mm-hmm.
He was Warner.
Mm-hmm.
And Elle ended up getting into what law school because she followed Warner?
Well, this is going to be a guess. But I'm going with the fact that Harvard Law is the most famous, and they're probably not going to get too fancy on Legally Blonde. So I'm saying Harvard Law School.
That is correct. Enrique Iglesias is 45 years old today. Which of the following is not an Enrique song? Bailamos, Hero, She Bangs.
Why didn't you do the very popular hit song, Let Me Make Out With Your Wife in a Cabana at the Pool?
Hey, that's my wife, man.
Alex swears that his wife made out with Enrique at the pool.
Hey, she said she hung out with him before we got married, like all night in the cabana in Las Vegas. What do? You guys playing jacks? Chess? No. Come on now. We all know better.
Sarah, She Bangs would be from Ricky Martin.
Yes. Rumor has it that Disney is rebooting Pirates of the Caribbean with a female lead.
Mm-hmm.
No official word, though. Johnny Depp plays what character in that film?
He plays Captain Underpants. No, just kidding. Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yes.
She said Captain Sparrow. She left Jack out. So, I mean, last name, that's fine, right?
All right.
Captain Sparrow.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
I would have given it to you, bro.
Neve Campbell says that there are conversations about doing a Scream 5. What a terrible idea.
Horrible.
Anyway, Neve Campbell, best known for playing Julia Salinger on what Fox TV show from 1994 to 2000?
Party of Five.
Yes. And finally, what band has collaborated with author James Patterson for a new children's book called Sweet Child of Mine, that being one of their biggest hits?
That would be Guns N' Roses.
Yes.
Okay, these weren't too bad today.
5 out of 5.
Man.
Wow.
All right. Well, tie.
Drew, it's a tie. Man. So congratulations.
Yay.
We're going to give you the prize, but you did not beat me, so you still have to say it.
I'm Drew from Austin, and I can't beat Booker.
Thank you for playing. You know, we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. If we're unemployed, it's going to get better, and we need to know how much money to ask for. That's why we're going to talk to Heath coming up next. He is an EMT.
Nice.
How much does he make? Well, we're going to ask some questions, we're going to guess, and then we're going to find out. Share your salary in just minutes on Mix 94.7 and on the radio.com app.
night in late night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
This is incredible. A 14-year-old high school graduate has been accepted into 8 California universities. When I heard that, my first thought was, damn, I got to transfer my kids into that homeschool.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. Y'all, it's time once again for Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Share Your Salary.
Share your salary. Share your salary.
All right, the last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that John in Austin, a safety manager at a manufacturing company, makes $125,000.
He's banking, man.
On the phone with us this morning is Heath, who lives in South Austin. Good morning, Heath.
Hey,
hello.
Hey, Heath. Hey, guys.
We appreciate you coming on the radio. Tell everyone how much money you make for a living. Thank you for sharing your salary. Heath is an EMT and also a firefighter. I know we just had a firefighter on,
yeah,
but
yeah.
This is kind of cool because he's an EMT slash firefighter. So let's do this. Heath, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, ask you a bunch of questions. When you're done, we will play a 3-minute song. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make, and then you're going to tell everybody. So simple, okay?
Sounds good.
I hope we've learned the right questions to ask because we've been sucking lately.
You know we haven't.
You're right.
60 you're seconds right. Starts right now. Heath, what kind of training goes into becoming an EMT?
Well, you have to go through, for us, it's about a month-long school of being an EMT. You know, the teachers pretend to be patients, and you sort of guess what's wrong with them and treat them. There's some classroom lectures. Then you have to ride along on the ambulance or fire engine with the other EMTs. And
about how long does that take overall?
For the EMT class, it's about a month and a half if you're going every day. Some people I know take 3 or 4 months if it's kind of 3 days a week.
The losers.
Are you, as a firefighter EMT, the same as just the ambulance coming to my house?
Often the firefighters are trained as EMTs too because there aren't that many fires, so we respond to all the calls that police don't, basically.
Oh,
all the 911
okay.
calls that police don't.
We clearly haven't learned how to ask questions.
Yeah, we have not.
Because I have one. I want to ask, do you get paid extra being a firefighter on top of an EMT?
Yes, I do.
All right. Doesn't help, but all right.
Doesn't help at all.
Not me.
How long did it take you to become a firefighter?
Fire Academy is about 5 months long, and it's, you know, every day. It's pretty grueling, and then you have to spend a year as kind of a probationary firefighter where it's pretty easy to fire you.
Pun intended.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
wait,
so...
can I ask a question that has nothing to do with salary?
Wait. Hold on just a second, because I want to ask this one last question. Of all the people that apply for your position, what percentage of people actually get the job?
You know, I don't know the exact answer, but talking with my bosses and everything, I think it's probably, you know, they only take the top 20% of interviews, and I think they only give interviews to the top 20% of candidates. So I think it's pretty small.
Wow.
There's a lot of people that apply to be firefighters.
So whenever you get that job, it's pretty prestigious.
Yeah, I would say so.
Share
it's,
your
it's
question.
It's hard to get the job.
And I'm sure it has something to do with dating because
yeah.
firefighters
yeah, yeah.
are hot. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was
boy.
Just like, is being a fighter the ultimate
the fighter fighter.
Line?
Are you?
Is the
do you also do MMA?
No. Is being a firefighter.
Well, I tell women I do. No, I'm just kidding.
No, is it the ultimate pickup line? Like, do girls just flock?
Oh, it's not as good as you might think, but.
Wow.
As I would have thought before I applied.
I tried to get this job, y'all. All right. Well, Heath, oh, man, this is going to be good. Text your guest right now to 51993. I guarantee Alex is going to want to use one of your messages. So how much does Heath the firefighter slash EMT make? And don't forget to put your name and where you're from so we can thank you, okay? Again, text your guest to 51993. We're going to find out next in 3 minutes when Heath shares his salary. Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Heath from South Austin. He is a EMT slash firefighter. What else do we learn, Sarah?
We learned that his training to become an EMT is about a month and a half long if you like do it. Other guys take longer. They respond to all the calls police do not respond to. He gets paid for being extra, for being both an EMT and a firefighter.
I mean, not extra in the social media sense.
We asked if it's a hard job to get, and he doesn't know exactly what percent get his job, but he knows that they take like the top 20%. 20% of interviews, and they also only take top 20% of candidates to get those interviews, of which they only take then the top 20%. And as far as getting all the ladies,
it's the top 20% of the top 20%.
Yeah. And as far as getting the ladies, not as good as you would think, or at least not as good as he thought when he got into it.
Well, a whole lot better than me, I can promise you that, Heath. All right, here we go. Let's go around the room.
I call BS on that, because being a DJ on the radio, especially back in the day, like probably when you were doing nights, I bet ladies were like flocking to you, Brad Booker.
Boy, that is true.
He was putting out fires, man.
Yeah.
I was putting out because you had backstage access.
Oh, yeah. Sarah, it was lit, so to speak.
Get it? Fire joke.
Alex Franco, how much does Heath make for a living?
Amanda in Circle C says she used to date an EMT and he would come home and complain every time, saying, "I can't believe I do so much and I only make $30,000 a year."
What?
She said double that since he's also a firefighter. She's saying $60,000 a year.
All right, Sarah Osborne.
$67,000.
Oh, that's close to what Amanda said.
All right, I'm going to go higher, guys.
$82,000. Wow.
67 and 82.
Just random 82. You're just
totally random.
Okay.
$81,995, if I could be more specific. All right, Heath, here we go. It is time now. We've reached that point of the conversation. What is the number? How much are you making every year?
$69,000.
Oh,
what?
Sarah.
Oh, that's close.
I mean, we were all pretty close, huh? I mean, even with this 82,000.
Hey, ladies, I'm bringing in 69,000.
Jeez, dude.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
No, it's not working?
Nope.
All right. Wow. So at what point can you make more money, Heath?
Well, if I get promoted to lieutenant or captain, you know, you can get a little bit more than that. So that's definitely my goal down the road. But right now, I'm just starting out, trying to get my feet under me as a firefighter.
Man.
We haven't even asked how long you've been on the job. I'm sure that would have made a difference.
I definitely had to work my way up to that 69,000. So
Okay.
Started out around 54 or something, then every year you get an increase to like your 3 years on. And
once you start driving the fire truck, you'll make even more.
I drive occasionally now, but I'm not assigned as a driver. So I just drive when they need somebody to fill in.
You ever drive an ambulance?
Yep. Yeah.
Nice.
And when you're driving the fire truck, I notice that they're always wearing headsets. Is that just because it's so loud?
Yeah, I mean, especially it is pretty loud. And also the guys in the back are seated pretty far away from the people in the front. So, you know, especially when the sirens are going, you can't really hear each other that well.
Yeah.
So the headsets really help for that.
Does your Dalmatian wear headsets? No? A headset?
No.
Well,
no.
There you go. Heath, thank you for putting out those fires. And
thank you
sharing your salary. Remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or tell us where you work, but call us right now. 512-643-5947. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.